Majors.
Hey, Jason. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Great. Nice to see you.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for inviting me to hear your set. It's going to be nice. I haven't been to the 70s in about 45 years.
Well, we thought it would be appropriate for you to come to visit this set, you know. It's set in 1973, and you were a huge worldwide pop icon in the 70s.
That's the booking?
This is the booking area, yeah. This is where we bring all the bad guys in.
I never got to see one of those, thank goodness. And for real.
Well, there's always a yet, though, Lee, you know?
But I got to tell you, they did a fantastic job here.
I remember when I played the scene when I first arrived to the 125 in the 70s, and I walked in, and, you know, the biggest surprise for me was the amount of paper.
Yeah, well,
no computers.
No computers is great.
Yeah.
You know, they can't play at work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You don't hear a lot of cell phones going off. They didn't even have them in the 70s. And if I had to call somebody, I would have to find a payphone half the time and make the call. In the day, they flip them open, you know, and they got to take your picture with them and everything. They didn't have all that. It's amazing how far we've come. Show me some more.
I think the detail in particular is kind of amazing, you know. Obviously, typewriters instead of computers.
And, oh, yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
You can wear your arm out.
Yeah, you get blisters on those things, I'm saying. I was a huge fan of the $6 Million Man.
Thank you.
I also believe that it's the greatest opening credits of an American TV show ever. I tried to get one of those red tracksuits when I was young, and they were always sold out.
Our set was mostly Oscar Goldman's office. Mm-hmm. It's about all I saw, other than the lab, where they'd have to tweak me every now and then. In fact, we didn't even have any women on our sets.
Really? Is that a rule?
So finally, finally I said, look, we're going 2 years here, and it hasn't been a love interest yet.
Yeah.
So they brought Lindsay Wagner in.
Yeah.
We did a beautiful story, and we spin her off into her own
series.
But I understand that Gretchen gets treated pretty badly around here.
She does, yeah. I mean, she doesn't, she's certainly not an equal, you know.
What's your name?
Annie Norris. Or as I am so fondly referred to here in the old 125.
No, not Snorse.
Do you remember the episode, I think it was in season two, where you were dealing with a female president of, I think, a made-up country, but I think it was supposed to be Israel or a Middle Eastern country, and at the beginning, there was like tension because she was a female president, but at the end, Steve Austin says, you know, I respect you and I approve of you.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool for the time.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about yours. I like the one I saw not long ago, where I thought you were going to be taken back to where you're supposed to be when the UFO came in.
Oh, yeah,
it was supposed to be a UFO that came down to the ground and took that girl. And then you went out to look for her, and then showed up. And I said, oh, man, he's going to go up to her. It was just a helicopter, so...
It was just a helicopter, but I'm told that it might not have been just a helicopter. So, you know, the story continues.
That had me on the edge of my seat.
It did, really? Yeah, good. Well, that's a compliment. I'll take that.
Well, let's see some more.
Well, that's where your file room is, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's all caged in because it's, you know, top secret, confidential.
You can tell the paperwork, everything's in these drawers full.
Yeah. The director on the pilot liked shooting through cages.
Yeah.
So he kind of set the precedent.
But, you know, the mood and the tone of the show is really fantastic. I mean, the way it's shot and lit, especially, it makes it look really real. I feel like I am back in the 70s.
Do you? Does it bring you back?
Yeah. Especially your collar. Yeah. As white as that collar is.
I'm sure you had whiter.
Back then, you know, it was all man heroes. I've enjoyed playing throughout my career. I've played mostly the good guy.
Right.
So it's been fun.
Was there a lot of you in Steve Austin, do you think?
Well, you could probably as you know, being an actor, there's a lot of you in your character.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and everybody that's an actor has to say that there is. But the main thing that I wanted to do with The $6 Million Man was when we first did we did a two-hour movie, and they tried to make him James Bond. They had him doing too many slick things. They had a reversible tuxedo, which he reversed it. It became a wetsuit, and he dives off. He puts this thing in his mouth that he can swim 100 miles and breathe out of this little thing, you know? So when they said they were going to go to the series, I sat down with them and I said, look, the only way I'll do it is if you keep him human and make it more, the story is more human and only do bionics when you need to do them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do a gimmicky camp show. And yeah. That's what they did, and it turned out real well. It went far and wide.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Got as far as Dublin, Ireland, I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I watch it at home, yeah, all the time.
Great.
I'll show you Gene Hunt's office over here. This is the boss. This is your Harvey Keitel, who plays Gene Hunt.
It's 1973, or, as our Chinese brethren like to call it, the year of the fist. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I met Harvey a while ago, and I'm a big fan of his, too.
Yeah, well, me too.
Around for a while.
He sure has. But he put a lot of his own, he talked to the production designer, put a lot of his own personal touches in here. Little things, Marine Corps flag, and, you know, details.
Yeah, he did a good job.
To really make it feel like his own, you know. And we spent quite a bit of time in here. Should we move on?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Okay. We have a lot of 70s cars on this show.
Yeah, I saw a bunch outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. I remember I bought the first turbo Porsche Carrera. It was a big deal back then. I had it for about 2-3 months, and it was stolen. But the insurance company gave me back more money than what I paid for it. That's how valuable they thought it was.
Did you buy another car then?
Yeah, I got an El Camino pickup truck.
Which was not stolen.
This is very sweet to take me through this. I really appreciate it. But, you know, if you remember anything about the 70s, then you weren't there.
It's kind of like the 90s for me. But listen, it's been an absolute honor and a privilege.
Hey,
Majors, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
One of my childhood icons and heroes, and my son watches you now on Ben 10 Race Against Time. And so you've entertained at least two generations.
Thank you.
Of Omar.
Thank you. Give my best to the rest of the cast. And sorry I missed them. Harvey's a wonderful actor, so as mentioned, the whole cast is wonderful. The show is great. I can't wait to get back to California and watch the next one.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.